You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well, and welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Today, we're talking about this. Boiling water burns. I know, it burns, exclamation point. Today's soul story comes from an accident I had today. I know, it was one of those moments that, looking back, I'm like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? But the bottom line is, the end result was a very bad burn. So basically, Pablo and I were standing in the kitchen, and he was boiling some eggs, and I was making some fresh juice. And when he had got done with the boiling water, a lot of times after he's made eggs, he likes to take the boiling water and then quickly put the sponges or the rags that are in the sink into the hot water. So basically, we were standing together, and all of a sudden, I went to grab the rag that was in the bottom of the sink, not realizing that he had already poured water on it. So I stuck my hand into boiling water. Now, thank God, it wasn't my whole hand. It was just my fingertips, but oh my goodness. That was some of the most intense pain ever. And if you've ever had a burn, you know that feeling. It's just like, it just stays. Like, instantly, of course, I reacted very quickly. Thank God my nervous system quickly pulled my hand back, and I instantly grabbed my hand and put it under cold water. Now, what was interesting is Pablo is, of course, very concerned, and he's, you know, telling me, let me look, let me see it, because he wanted to know how bad it was. And I'm like, no, all I wanted to do was hold on to my owie. Seriously, I just held on to this thing. And that's an innate nervous system response. Instantly, we want to touch the area that hurts. We want to hold and put pressure on the area that hurts. So here I am holding my owie. Here he is trying to see how bad it is so he knows how to help me. And it was like time stood still. And so as I'm sitting there and I'm breathing and I'm starting to cry and it's hurting so badly, I'm thinking, this is awful. And in that moment, I had a memory of a similar feeling. I was sitting there and I thought, you know what? This is exactly how heartbreak, betrayal, breakup, divorce, death, loss feels. It's in that moment when you have this searing pain that you cannot get rid of. Literally, you cannot escape it. It hurts so badly. And what do you want to do? You want to try to avoid your pain. You want to try to run from your pain. But what do? We hold on to it. I remember holding on to pain that I had in my heart and soul for over a decade. I know, over a decade after my first divorce, I held that pain and I held it and I held it and I held it while trying to get rid of it. Isn't it interesting that the whole time I'm holding it, I'm still trying to get rid of it? And the problem is that the pain wasn't the problem. The pain has never been the problem. What causes the pain is the problem. But just like divorce is like boiling water, or death, loss is like boiling water, the pain that it causes is not the problem. But the pain can remain long after the burn, long after the burn. But even though the pain remains after a burn, I'm going to tell you this, it does heal. It does heal. Eventually, I had to take my hands off it. I had to quit holding on to it. I had to look at it. I had to assess it. And then I had to make a decision about how best to care for it. Once I was able to do that, then I was able to get myself the help that I needed. But the problem is, it still was burning. I can still feel it. I can still feel it right now. It's uncomfortable. But it's in the process of healing. However, if I had stood there, and all I did for the next 24 hours is say, oh my goodness, I cannot believe I stuck my hand in that hot water I cannot believe I did this. How did this happen? Why did this happen? Poor me. Or continued to stand in disbelief that it ever happened, I'd still be standing there and I wouldn't actually be giving myself the care that I needed. Perhaps this is you today. Perhaps this is you. Perhaps you've had a situation where you've had some boiling water, whether it is divorce, death, loss, betrayal, some sort of intense, emotionally tragic, traumatic time. And you're still standing there wondering, how did that happen? Or I can't believe that happened. Or why did I do that? Now you're beating yourself up and you're not actually saying, okay, let go of the pain. Let's take a look at it. And now let's find out what we need to do to care for ourselves so we heal. I'm going to tell you, especially in the area of breakup and divorce, I held on to pain for over a decade because I still could not believe that it happened. I wanted to sort of right a wrong. I wanted to sort of bring justification. I wanted to bring justice to what seemed like such a bad thing that happened. And I held on to it. And I held on to it for so long that it actually caused me to make decisions to do it again. Does that make sense? But I'm going to tell you, as much as divorce or a breakup or heartache is like boiling water, the beautiful thing about boiling water, it's also used to purify. Think about that. Boiling water, once it's boiled for a certain amount of time, it's pure. You know, if you can look at your boiling water experience as a time of refining and purifying, I'm telling you, you'll start to see some of the most beautiful blessings and lessons in the middle of the pain. Also, the other thing about boiling water is it's simply water in transition. Think about that. Water, it's life-giving. We can't live without it. It's cleansing. It's purifying. It flows. But water can also be frozen ice. Perhaps you feel stuck, frozen, like a cold ice cube. My dear, all you must do is make a transition. You are still water. You're simply water in a different form. Your situation is still water. It's simply water in a different form. Think about this. Then it goes to boiling. Again, boiling water is simply another form of water. And then it goes to steam, right? And then it boils away into the atmosphere. We think it boils away, but quite honestly, the water just simply changed forms. And now it's in the air. Now it's in the air, and now we can breathe it in. Think about that. It's another definition of inspiration, breathing it in. So today, my dear, if this is you and you've had a boiling water experience, you've been burned, you've been hurt, you still feel the pain long after the burn, let go of the pain, my dear. Quit holding on to the owie. There's a time for that, no doubt. But you know what? If you hold on to it too long, you'll end up hindering your healing process. Instead of standing there at the stove, instead of standing there at the place where you got burned, beating yourself up, standing in disbelief and wondering how that ever happened, begin to look at where you are now and ask yourself, what do I want to do with what is? And begin to create a transformation and begin to create a plan for yourself in the transition. The water isn't bad because it burned you. And neither are you bad because you allowed yourself to be burned. You know what? Things happen. Learn from them. Take what you learn and move forward with it. And you can decide then, how are you going to transition? Are you going to get cold, rock hard, stuck? Or are you going to begin to move into steam and allow yourself to enter into the atmosphere and inspire? I know. You know how much I love a great metaphor. I'm an acronym lover. I'm a metaphor lover. No acronym today, but I can tell you this. No matter how hot your life gets, no matter how hot that boiling water, we can sip on very hot water sometimes and actually enjoy it, even if it doesn't taste so well. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Where have you been burned in your life? Where have you been burned? What has that hot water, boiling water, what has that been for you? Write it down. And then ask yourself, are you still holding on to the owie, my dear? If that's you and you're still holding on in any way, shape, or form, today's the day to release it and to allow yourself to receive the care given by you to yourself, to your heart and soul, to receive that love and attention so that you can heal your life well. I sure hope this helps you today. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so very much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.